if you'd like to sit down. And we're very grateful that Simon's come to join us. He's also Michael and Virginia's brother-in-law. So he's going to share with us the joy of this day. So can I pray for you, Simon?
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for bringing Simon to be with us this Easter morning. And we ask your great blessing on him as he shares the joy of the Easter morning with us. Amen.
Well, thank you for inviting us. Lovely to be here and sharing your Easter worship. Thank you for those puppets. Just amazing. That's a hard act to follow. But Easter is all about joy, isn't it? The spring, the warmer weather, the flowers, the blossoms, holidays, chocolate eggs, lovely Easter hymns, and the faith that Jesus is alive. As we saw up there, God is not dead, he's alive. Hallelujah. Have you got the joy? That's what God wants us to have. Jesus said before he died, I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Have you got that joy? Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. And Peter said, though you have not seen Jesus, you love him and are filled with inexpressible joy. That's what Christians should be. And if you miss the joy, you miss everything. And remember, joy is the way you witness to others. If we're continually moaning and groaning and grumbling and complaining, that's not a good witness, is it? If only Christians were always full of joy, that joy would spread to others. Jesus said, let your light shine before men. We're called to be witnesses for him, as well as just to enjoy our own Christian faith. So that's so important. And of course, joy is something very deep. It's not just heartiness. We believe in the Holy Spirit, not the hearty spirit. You don't have to be extrovert to be full of joy. There was a great missionary to Cairo in Egypt called William Temple Gairdner about the beginning of the 1900s. And he said this, very interesting, the opposite of joy is not sorrow, but sin. Pure joy and pure sorrow can live together. I think that is so interesting, because real joy, of course we all have sorrow in life when we lose someone we love. There's many, many sorrows in life we all have to go through. But we trust in Jesus. We have that underlying joy which goes deeper because we can trust him for his promise of eternal life. Well, now I want somebody to help me here. Word. Easter. Well done. Read downwards. Yes. And on the first Easter morning, that Sunday morning, the disciples switched on their mobile phones and had a text message. I'm joking. It is April the 1st. And this was the text message. Can you read this? Well done, yes. Earthquake. Angels seen. Tomb empty. Risen. Just remember that. Are there any grown-ups listening? One or two, because here's a very serious statement. Back in 1986, the bishops of the Church of England produced a report on Christian doctrine, and they said this, Jesus' resurrection was something that happened regardless of observers, narrators, or believers. Christianity is a house which had to be built on the rock of actual events. I think that's so important. The resurrection of Jesus is a historical happening. It definitely happened. Jesus is alive. I heard once about a young man who had a Christian faith, and he went to work in a newspaper office. And in the office, there were a whole filing cabinet of life stories of people, biographies of people, and there was two cabinets, and one was for people who'd died, and others were for people who were alive today. And he was looking for some somebody's file in that cabinet, and he found Jesus. And he took it out of the file of dead people and put it in the file of living people. And that's what we believe. Jesus is alive, and he is the way to joy. The only way. It's almost like saying the only way to joy is to die. Jesus didn't just float to heaven on a lotus leaf. He died a cruel death, tortured to death, hanging on that cross for 6 hours. But he went through that. He had tremendous courage. And that's the way to find joy. You must be born again, as Jesus was. Now, here's another question. You guys tell me, what's this? What's that?
A potato.
There's a potato. Very small one. Yeah. What can you do with potatoes? Eat them. In what way? How do you like them? You wouldn't eat it raw, would you? Roasted? Mashed? Chips? Crisps? Boiled? New potatoes boiled with mint sauce? Lovely. So many things you can do with a potato. What's one more thing you can do with a potato? Plant it. Kill it. Put it in the earth, and this will die. But out of that dead potato comes a new shoot, a new plant, and dozens of other potatoes. Death leads to life. That's God's principle. Yeah. It produces a harvest. And that's true for us as Christians. We die and start life again. It's the only way. Now, seriously, look at your life. What are your problems? Do you have any problems? Unpopularity at school or at work? Being bullied? A marriage that has become a bit of a grind? Money problems? Debt? Worry over your children? Addiction? There are so many forms of addiction. I'm not just talking about drink or drugs or smoking or pornography. You can get addicted to all sorts of things. Watching certain television programs, spending, shopping. Some people are shopaholics, aren't they? There are lots of things that we can get addicted to, and Jesus doesn't want that. He wants us to be free, not to be bound by things and habits. Unforgiveness, bitterness from the past. Some people say you just can't forgive. Sense of failure as a Christian. Or simple boredom. Sometimes we just get bored with life. What's your problem? And what's the answer? Bury the potato in the ground. Kill it. In other words, say to yourself, this Easter day is a turning point. I'm going to put my trust in Jesus. I'm going to make a new start. The old life is going to die. I believe Jesus can deal with the past. He's died and risen again. He can do it. I'm going to find his joy. I'm going to claim it. It's his promise. You will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. That's his wonderful promise. Are your hopes dead? Has life come to an end? It had for Jesus. He was crucified, dead and buried. God is the God of the impossible. He raises the dead. Hallelujah. So, the 1st of April, 2018, could be a turning point in your life. A birthday for you. You must be born again. Could be your new birthday. If you really seriously have a personal problem, then why not stay behind afterwards for prayer ministry and deal with it and start a new life with Jesus? And remember, finally, that all that I've said is a bit selfish. We're thinking about me and my need of salvation, my need of forgiveness, my need of a new life. But it doesn't end there. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. we must always keep a worldview in mind. If we are called to be Christians, we are called to be witnesses, to be ambassadors for Christ, to be his missionaries. Even in the everyday life, in the sphere of our work and our leisure, the people we meet, we're called to be his witnesses. Let your light so shine before men, said Jesus. That's what the world needs today, is joy-filled Christians who can pass on the joy of Jesus to others. I read this once on a calendar. There was a sort of thought for each day. True Christianity is not so much a religion as a relationship. And in becoming a Christian, we not only receive forgiveness, but a new start in life, with the power to live a new lifestyle, pleasing to God. Can we see that the empty tomb really is the answer to the empty life? An empty cross and an empty tomb proclaim a full salvation. So that's the way to find true joy, to come to Jesus and make a new start, to be born again in him. Then we get that wonderful joy which the early disciples have when they came back from the empty tomb and they didn't believe for joy and amazement, the gospel says. They returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And I hope that we can carry that joy of Jesus into our everyday lives, not just on Easter Day, but every day, because that is God's will for us. Let's pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, whose unbroken promise is joy that no man can take away, let us possess today the infectious joy of your presence through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Amen.